Turn to Proverbs 3:27. Tonight we are going to break a record. We're going to get through 5 verses. I plan to anyway. Proverbs 3:27. It says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. So we're going to look at the first clause and the second clause, as we usually do. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due. So due is that is owing or payable as an enforceable obligation or debt. So if something is due to somebody, then there is a debt that's owed to them. And so this verse is teaching us to pay our debts, to withhold not something that we owe somebody else when we have the ability to do it. And we'll get to that second part of the verse here in a minute. So there's a couple different things that this can refer to. It can refer to monetary debts that we owe someone. And I take from this that it's good to pay off our debts, because it says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due. So whenever you pay somebody what you owe them, you're giving them good. It's a good thing to give back to them whatever you owe them. We know from Romans 13 and verse 8 that we're told to owe no man anything. That's the best position to be in, is to be in a position of freedom, because the borrower is servant to the lender. So if we owe somebody something, then we are a servant to them. And the Bible says that we're bought with a price, be not the servants of men. But anyway, Romans chapter 13 and verse 8 says, owe no man anything but to love one another. And we'll get to that second part there, to love one another, in a minute. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. So Solomon, Paul, they're both teaching us the same thing, that if you owe somebody something, pay it off as fast as you can and get rid of that. You don't want to have an outstanding balance with somebody else. Now, good in the Bible sometimes does refer to worldly possessions. An example of that is in 1 John 3 and verse 17. 1 John 3:17. It says, but whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? So this world's good, like the goods of this world, the good things of this world, material possessions, in other words. If you have this world's good, and you see a brother that is in need, then we're supposed to help out that brother. But if we have this, if the Lord's been good to us and blessed us with abundance, and then we see somebody else that's in need, genuine need, and we just say, no, I'm not going to give to that, then we have shut up our bowels of compassion. And the Bible says that we don't even have the evidence that the love of God's dwelling in us anymore, right? So it is it's a serious part of our religion to help out those that are genuinely in need. So if we borrow money or other possessions, then we should return them as soon as possible. Withhold not good to them to whom it is due. And if we owe money to somebody for work that they have done for us, we ought to pay them as soon as we can and not to delay that. That would be a form of theft. Look in Jeremiah 22 and verse 13. And the world's gotten away from this, and I'm not sure why this is. Because really today, it'd be easier than ever to pay somebody daily today with direct deposit and all that. But it seems like the easier it is to pay people, we've gotten further and further away of paying them whenever they've done work for us. But anyway, Jeremiah 22 and verse 13, it says, woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages and giveth not him giveth him not for his work. So that's a grievous sin, to use your neighbor and then not pay him for what he's done for you. Just assume, oh, he's my neighbor, he should do it for free. You know, that's not the way it should work. No, it's one thing if you do things for each other and you help each other out or something, that's fine. But just to think that I'm just going to impose on the guy just because he happens to be geographically next to me and say, hey, you ought to just come over here and work for nothing, that's not how it should work. I'm not talking about friends and family and that kind of thing. But even family, you wouldn't want to take advantage of family and just assume that they're just because they're family, they're just going to be my slave or whatever. There you go.
So is that not really a good cross-reference with in James 5 when the guy is not paying his hired help?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a different situation in a way.
In this case, in James 5, he's keeping back the wages by fraud. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to that verse here in just a minute.
Okay.
In this one, I mean, he's not paying him for it. I think it is basically the same thing. Because in this case, he's using the neighbor's labor and not paying him. James says specifically he kept it back by fraud. Like, it almost seems like maybe in James that he had agreed to something and then didn't give him what he agreed to. So there might be a little bit of a difference there, but it's the same basic idea. Now, this could also refer to non-monetary debts that we owe someone. for instance, like the verse we just looked at in Romans 13 and verse 8, Paul said to owe no man anything but to love one another. So this is the one case where the Bible actually encourages us to be in debt, to owe love to each other. So in that case, it's okay, we should owe that to people. But just like our verse in Proverbs says, withhold not good to them to whom it is due, right? So when we owe love to somebody, don't withhold that. Love them like the Bible tells us we're supposed to love them. God requires us to remember the poor. I'll just give you a few verses here. In Galatians 2 and verse 10. And I'm going to show you that this is due to them in a sense. Jesus did say that we'll have the poor with us always, and when we'll do them good. But then there's also another sense in that whenever we, like John said, when we see our brother in need and we shut up our bowels of compassion, then, you know, we have done something where we should have helped them when that person is put right in front of us and they need help and we have the ability to help them. Galatians 2 and verse 10, when Paul was going to sent to the Gentiles and Peter and James and John went to the Jews, whenever they parted ways, Peter wanted Paul to remember one thing, that to remember the poor. Galatians 2 and verse 10 says, only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. Romans 12:13 is another one. It says we're supposed to be giving to the necessity of saints. Romans 12:13, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. And then I'll give you one more back here in the Old Testament. If you look in Deuteronomy 15:7-8. In the mouth of three witnesses, we will establish this. Deuteronomy 15:7-8. If there be among you a poor man, one of thy brethren, within any of thy gates in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut up thine hand from thy poor brother, but thou shalt open thine hand wide unto him, and shalt surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth. And remember, want is a synonym of need. It means lack in the Bible. So whenever he's in need and he's in lack of the basic necessities, and that would be food and clothing and shelter, medical care, things like that, the Bible shows that all those things are needs, then... And notice it's a poor brethren in thy gates, in thy land, right? These are people that are your neighbors. They're close to you. You can see that they're actually in need. And then you can also ensure that the money that you're giving to them is being used well and they're not just blowing it or squandering it or something, which is a lot different than whenever you're just giving it to some organization that may be giving it to the people they say they're giving it to. Who knows if it's even getting to them? Probably a good 80% of it is going to the bureaucrats that are running the organization. Very little of it actually gets there. And then even the money that does get there, you just don't even know what happens to it. So that's, God does not require us to give to people that we don't even know, we can't see, not in our path. But when people are in front of us, then that's a different story. Then we should help them out. And you know, the interesting thing, I don't want to get on a big tangent here, but people have done studies on foreign aid. This is specifically when the government's giving foreign aid to poor countries. And they found that it actually retards economic growth in those countries. It actually makes the countries worse off giving them money than it would be to not give them money. And part of the reason is that the money's given sporadically sometimes, where it'll come in at different times. And so you imagine if you live in that country and maybe you would try to start a business to provide a good or a service to your people, and then all of a sudden a flood of goods come in, how can you compete with free? Well, you can't compete with free. Then you go out of business because your business isn't viable anymore. So it just destroys all those local businesses there that are trying to get a foothold and try to bring them out of poverty themselves. So, did you have something to say?
No, saying also when they do that, a lot of that just goes to the higher officer, upper people, and they don't get to the real people.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's even assuming that it got to the poor people that it was intended to. But yeah, you're right. Most of the time, it gets to the dictator and his buddies, and then he probably sells it off to enrich himself or whatever. It never, rarely gets to the intended people anyway. So we owe it to the poor because God has commanded us to give to them. So withhold not good to them to whom it is due. It's not due to them just because they're poor and they just have a claim on our wealth just because they're poor, but it's because God says that we ought to help them out. So in that sense, we owe it to them. And then, of course, another area would be husbands and wives. They owe each other sexual fulfillment. And I've read these verses before, not that long ago, so we won't go there, but 1 Corinthians 7, 3 through 5, it says, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence and the wife unto the husband. So that would be another good that is due. You could call it a labor of love, I guess. So that's not to be withheld either. So all of these debts should not be withheld from those to whom it is due. But here's the rest of the sentence, which will give us some leeway if it's not possible for some reason. And that is the rest here is, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. So if we are able to pay our debts, then we must do so as soon as possible. Sometimes you're just not able. You know, you've fallen on hard times and you can't, right? And then I'll talk about what to do there in that case in just a minute. So this means that if we owe a sum of money to somebody and we have the amount of money in our bank account, then we should pay him off in full when it's in our power to do so, right? I don't like the idea of owing somebody something and, oh, I got the money in my bank account, but I just don't want to pay them what I owe them just in case or whatever. I'd like to have a little rainy day fund or something. Well, that's, you know, you should be arranging your finances differently then, because, you know, if you owe the guy something, he ought to be paid. That means that if we have money saved to buy something, then we shouldn't take out a loan instead of paying cash for it. And I've had people justify, going into debt for a car or something like that because, well, I've got the money saved, but I may as well, you know, take out the cheap money and borrow it and pay on it. And the funny thing was, the guy that told me that line, turns out, I find out later, he didn't have the money sitting in the account somewhere. So, anyway, that's, yeah, funny. This means that we should pay someone for work that he's done for us as soon as possible. So if you have it by you, then you pay him. You know, I'll hold on to it just in case I need it for something else. No, pay him. If you've contracted with him, then take care of it. Now, if for some reason you cannot pay what you owe, then come up with an agreement with your creditor and pay them off as quickly as you can when you're able. When it is in the power of thine hand to do it, then you take care of it and you pay him off. We should do good to all men as we have opportunity. In Galatians 6 and verse 10, Paul is teaching essentially the same thing that Solomon is, or something close anyway. Galatians 6 and verse 10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So when we have opportunity, we ought to be doing good. And when it's in the power of our hand, we ought to be making sure paying people what we owe them. That takes us to verse 28.